Part 4. Directions. You will hear some talks given by a single speaker. You will be asked to answer three questions about what the speaker says in each talk. Select the best response to each question and mark the letter A, B, C, or D on your answer sheet. The talks will not be printed in your test book and will be spoken only one time. Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following broadcast.
This is 93.9 WGKP Radio, and now for the local news. Next week is the annual Millwood County Fair. The annual festival celebrating Millwood's agricultural heritage will open with a parade Friday at noon on Elm Street and end with a fireworks show on Saturday night after dark. The weather is expected to be sunny and warm most of the week, but there could be rain showers on Saturday, so you may want to bring an umbrella.
Number 71. What is the radio broadcast mainly about? Number 72. What does the speaker say will happen on Elm Street? Number 73. What does the speaker suggest listeners do on Saturday? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following talk.
Hello everyone, welcome to the Architecture Conference at the West Wind Eco Inn. This hotel was constructed last year using the latest energy-efficient, non-polluting materials. In addition, the lodge offers easy access to the surrounding forests and rivers that the region is famous for. We're very happy to host your group of international architects. I'm sure you'll have many questions about the efficiency and cost of the materials we've used and why you should consider using them in your own building designs.
Number 74. Where is the talk taking place? Number 75. Who most likely are the listeners? Number 76. What is mentioned about the materials used? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following broadcast.
And for today's entertainment news, renowned film company Doherty Films recently announced they'll be shooting a movie right here in Brayville. In fact, the crew is looking to lease a furnished apartment to film some of their main scenes in. In the movie, the apartment that is chosen will be owned by the award-winning actor Santiago Diaz's character. Now, if it were someone else, you might not be as enthusiastic to let a film crew into your home for several weeks. But this is Santiago Diaz we're talking about. To have your apartment considered for the film, fill out an application on the Doherty Films website.
Number 77. Who most likely is the speaker? Number 78. What is Doherty Films looking for? Number 79. What does the speaker imply when she says,
"But this is Santiago Diaz we're talking about"?
Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following speech.
Thank you, thank you. I feel truly honored by this award for Employee of the Year here at Flint & Gray Banking. At the beginning of the year, I was asked to develop a mobile application for our account holders that would track their bank activity and give them a summary of their spending trends over time. After 10 months of trial and error, we are now able to release a fully functioning application to our users. but I couldn't have done it without my team of programming specialists. They all did a fabulous job, so for that, please join me in giving them a warm round of applause. Come on up here, everyone.
Number 80. What is the purpose of the speech? Number 81. What most likely is the speaker's job? Number 82. Why does the speaker say,
"I couldn't have done it without my team"?
Go on to the next page. Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following radio advertisement.
Hi, I'm Dr. Rajesh Sharma, Chief Eye Surgeon at the new Meadowbrook Laser Vision Correction Center. Our center has just opened at 4 Lombard Street, next to the Townsend Supermarket. You may be asking, why choose one of our doctors? Because we've performed thousands of vision correction procedures, many more than any other surgeons in the area. If you have a vision problem, our computerized laser surgery may be able to help. We're offering a free consultation to our first 100 customers, so act now. Come in and see us today.
Number 83. What most likely is being advertised? Number 84. According to the speaker, why should listeners choose this business? Number 85. What special offer is being made? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following talk.
Good afternoon. I'd like to welcome you all to today's seminar on telephone sales techniques. As you know, we're getting ready to introduce our new software program, and we've decided to focus on telephone marketing as a way to generate interest in our product. Today, we'll explain how to persuade people during a short telephone conversation to meet with you for a product demonstration. Your goal will be to set up a face-to-face meeting. Now we're going to get started by listening to a few recorded conversations between potential customers and our most successful salespeople.
Number 86. What is the company preparing to do? Number 87. What goal does the speaker set for the listeners? Number 88. What will listeners most likely do next? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following announcement.
Hi, everybody. Quick announcement about this weekend. Our office building will be undergoing some repairs Saturday morning, and the electricity will be off for about 3 hours. For any of you planning to come in on Saturday, power should be restored by 1 o'clock, so you might want to wait until later to come in when everything's up and running. I'll notify you by email once the work's done.
Number 89. What problem does the speaker mention? Number 90. What does the speaker imply when he says,
"You might want to wait until later to come in"?
Number 91. What does the speaker say he will do? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following telephone message.
Hello, Ms. Feldman. This is Geraldine Whitney at the Metropolitan Hotel. You asked about the art exhibitions that'll be showing while you're in the city for your sales meeting. I wanted to let you know that the current contemporary art show at the Andrews Museum has had great reviews. It's really very popular right now. If you're interested, the hotel can get tickets and put them aside for you. That way you'll have admission to the museum without having to wait in a long line to pay the fee. So please let me know if you'd like me to do this. And anyway, I hope you enjoy your stay in the city.
Number 92. What is the purpose of the call? Number 93. What does the speaker mention about the Andrews Museum? Number 94. What does the speaker offer to do? Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and order form.
Hello, this is Ellen calling from Pennington Technology. I wanted to follow up with you about the catering order form that I emailed you last week. It's for the board meeting our company's holding tomorrow. I'd like to double the number of beverages since it'll be a long meeting and people might get thirsty. Also, I wanted to let you know that when you arrive at our company's office, you'll have to check in at the security desk to pick up a visitor's badge. I've already let the security guard know, so there should be a badge ready for you.
Number 95. What type of event is being catered? Number 96. Look at the graphic. Which quantity on the original order form is no longer accurate? Number 97. What is the listener asked to do tomorrow? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting and chart.
I'd like to start our meeting by reviewing the results of the customer feedback survey. This was given to all our passengers who took flights with us last year. As you can see, we're doing well for the most part, but there's one area that's definitely lacking. For the rest of the meeting, I'd like everyone to think of ways we can address the area with the lowest rating. We've got a lot of competition, and we want to make sure travelers continue to choose us as their main airline. As you present your ideas, I'll write them on the whiteboard and send out a summary afterwards.
Number 98. Where does the speaker most likely work? Number 99. Look at the graphic. What does the speaker want the listeners to discuss? Number 100. What will the speaker do after the discussion? This is the end of the listening test. Turn to Part 5 in your test book. End of recording.